This is Senator Al Simpson. While President Bush is working hard to get our nation moving forward, you Democrats only want to look back. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, instead of taking out the garbage, congressional Democrats want to investigate some stuff that is 12 years old. The so-called October surprise, the investigation of Reagan helping the Iran hostages at election time, is a downright fraud, and you know it. Now, in an election year, it's no surprise the Democrats in Congress care more about the old garbage than helping our president get the economy moving. Ted, this isn't just Al Simpson talking. The Tower Commission, the Iran-Contra Committee, all agree that this is one colossal waste of time. What drivel. Ted, our people elected us to look ahead and move forward to solve our problems, not to look backward, to just rehash unproven and zany political allegations. Let's end this madness and get down to the business of reducing the deficit and creating jobs.
Al, we can do all those things, but that doesn't mean we should ignore the serious allegation that surfaced last year about the 1980 campaign and our hostages in Iran. Sure, you'd just as soon deep-six that allegation. You'd rather avoid any investigation, move on to the other issues. But with so many questions raised, it would be irresponsible for Congress not to try and get to the bottom of that allegation. If nothing happened, Al, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. The issue is whether William Casey and other high Republican officials in the Reagan campaign made a cynical deal with Iran in the fall of 1980, just as the presidential race was entering the home stretch. According to the allegation, in return for U.S. arms sales to Iran, the Ayatollah agreed not to release our hostages until after the election. Stop stonewalling, Al. Could it be you don't want to know what happened? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on cutting the defense budget for Star Wars so we can start building, start schools. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.